Blog Talk Radio.
I tell you the truth. God is a good God. This is the best bit I had to bring you to see the Prosperity Broadcast. Coming to you from Memphis, Tennessee. It's been hot. You all, it's been hot in Memphis, Tennessee. It got as high as 100-something degrees. It's been hot in Memphis, Tennessee. I'm trying to get this thing on. Just one second. Praise the Lord. This is Vanessa Harris. I'm coming to you from Memphis, Tennessee. God is a good God. Yes, he is. I'm trying to get things straightened out right now. I do that. It's all right. Never attack me all the time, but it's all right. I'm still on here. I'm giving what I got. My Lord, my Lord. Yes, yes, yes. Let us play another song. Praise the Lord. God is good. Hold on. Praise the Lord. Everything's so good, everything's so good wrong. But you just hang on there. You just fight the devil. Every punch he throw at you, you throw it right back. Hit him right back. Because he does not want you on air. He don't want you on, he don't want you to tell anybody about Jesus. He doesn't want you to pray for anybody. He don't care if you don't never get healed. He don't want you to get healed. He don't want you to be blessed. He wants you to stay sick. He wants you to stay defeated. No, whenever you're trying to do something for the Lord, the devil gonna get in it. It's right for soul. It's a, you know, really, we got to realize the devil doing his job. That's why we gotta do our job. Get in the Lord. Devil don't care who you are. Get in the Lord. That's the only way you can defeat the enemy. Get in Jesus. Jesus can defeat the enemy. My God, yes. I'm telling you, Mrs. Betty Harris, some of you from Memphis, Tennessee. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Right around, I'm here. Praise the Lord. I'm talking today. My top today, I'm praying about this, and this is what the Lord gave me. Each week, I ask the Lord, Lord, what you want me to talk about today on a Sunday, and he gave me a house versus a home. Do you live in a house or do you live in a home? There's a difference between a house and a home. That's the difference between them. You know, anybody can live in a house, but everybody can't live in a home. It takes work to live in a home. Let me see what did I have. Praise the Lord. A house or a home. That's why some of you wonder, I need children so bad. You know why? Oh, because they are raised in a house, not a home. Have you thought about that? They have been raised in a house and not a home. Okay, praise the Lord. They've been raised in a house and not a home, and that's the bottom line. It tells it all, doesn't it? And let me have this thing together. Let me put this. Oh my God. Okay. Oh. The Lord curses the house of the wicked, but he blesses the house. The Lord curses the house of the wicked, but he blesses the home of the upright. Proverbs 3:33. Unless the Lord build a house, the work of the builder is wasted. Psalms 127:1. Okay, let us deal with Proverbs 24:3-4. A house is built by wisdom and becomes stronger through good sense. Through knowledge, its rooms are filled with all sorts of precious riches and valuable. Proverbs 24:3-4. Praise the Lord. The house of the wicked will be destroyed, but the tents of the godly will flourish. Proverbs 14:11. Proverbs 15:6. There is treasure in the house of the godly, but the earnings of the wicked bring trouble. God promised to bless the home of those who strive to be righteous. Okay. There was something else I had too. Praise the Lord. A house is not a home. And a home is not a house. Those are two different things. And that's a different problem. We need to check ourselves to see what kind of surrounding that we are living in. Is our surrounding a house or is our surrounding a home? You talk about the marriage. That's why so many marriages in a bad shape. Lord, let gave me drop that in that spirit because look, they live in a house and not a home. They're living in a house and not a home. I had this, and that is the problem. You know, you have to want a house. You have to want a home. Just like you want to buy a house, you have to really want to buy a house so you can buy one. You have to be determined to buy a house. Okay. And you make that house a home. And that's the bottom line. That's what some in marriage missing up. You're living in a house and not a home. You have to work on a home. You have to work with it. Oh, you have to work with it. I had things written down. Shoot. Okay. Let me read on the Proverbs 22:6. Children unto the right path. And when they are older, they will not leave it. Proverbs 22:6. This is not the King James Version. Okay. The Lord correct those he loves, just as a father correct a child in whom he delights. Proverbs 3:12. Yeah, a house is not a home. That's our problem. You trying to make a home. You trying to make a man work. You right. Make the man, make the home, make the house a home. Work with it. You know, you don't teach your children about Jesus. You don't raise them up and talk about Jesus. You don't raise them up going to Sunday school. They're on the game, playing games all the time. Now, since the epidemic, you know, it's still bad, but people have started going back to church now. And, you know, before, I just said before the epidemic, you didn't teach about Sunday school, the church, all the hypocrites in church. Well, so what? If they're hypocrites in church, that's why they need to be in church. All still need to be in church. So they can get saved. That's where they need to be, in church. They don't need to be in jail, they need to be in church. They don't need to be on the street, they need to be in church. Bring these sinners in church. Bring these homeowners in church. That's where they need to be. So the Holy Ghost can get a hold of them. Yeah. They don't need to be in the street. Well, this and that, no, that's what they mean. They doing what they want to do. If they aren't saved, they doing what they want to do. They the devil's children. They're the devil's property. And don't get upset because they this and they doing this and this. They cuss me out and this and that. They doing exactly what they're supposed to do. If you don't have Christ in your life, you're doing exactly what the devil wants you to do. And we shouldn't get mad. We should just pray. Yeah, these children are wild. They could have been wild. They were raised in a house and not a home. They weren't talking about how to treat one another right, how to love one another, how to help one another. No. She do it to me, I want to do it to him. He do it to me, I want to do it to him. She does it to me, I want to do it to her. That's all they talk. An eye for an eye. The Bible says eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth. It's bad. It's bad. Don't want to, you know, some of them, they don't want to have the last word. Sometimes you need to shut up. Even the Holy Ghost tell you to shut up. A lot of times, the Holy Ghost will tell you be quiet and be still and don't say a word. The Holy Ghost will do it. And we so bold, we know so much, and we got everything under control. We gonna talk. When the Holy Ghost telling you to be quiet, some of us don't know how to be quiet. And the Holy Ghost can know, and the Holy Ghost wants you to be quiet. And he deal with you by being quiet. What you more than the Holy Ghost? And tell you to shut up. Holy Ghost will tell you a minute that shut up. And you know you're right. He said, shut up. Don't say a word. Don't say nothing. And sometimes you're in a position. You know, at the time you don't say nothing. But time that situation leaves you, you say, I should have said this. I should have said that. God, they want you to say anything. Because you don't speak up and speak for yourself sometimes. It's not time. It doesn't mean that you know you're scared or you can't defend yourself. But sometimes the Lord says, be quiet. I'm going to fight this. I'm going to take care of this. That's all right. Give it to me. Give it to me. Uh-huh. Yeah, give it to me. I'm talking about house versus a home. And, you know, and that makes sense. And now that does make sense. A house and a home. A home, you work with a home. You just ain't writing. And you try to have peace in a home and not bickering and arguing. You call that a home? That's a house. Cussing one another house, you living in a house. Fighting one another, you living in a house. Even the children 2 years old, they can out cuss sometimes. They can out cuss a grown person living in a house instead of home. Now that makes sense. You living in a house instead of home. A home means something. That peace and that quietness. And you try to work towards peace. You try to keep peace as much as possible. You try to strive God's way. You try to stand before the Lord for God to bless that house, for God to bless that house and make it into a home. Bless my marriage. You know, you pray for your husband. You pray for your children. You pray for your wife. You try to make it, you know, try to make that house into a home. Make your apartment. It can be a home. Make it into a home. You want to live in a nice house? Live in an apartment. Make it a home. Instead of apartment, you live in an apartment. Have you made that apartment a home? Like you want you to get in it? A home. Make it a home. bring peace and harmony. And when you walk in, y'all to feel the presence of the Lord. How many houses do you walk in, Christian folks? You're not talking about center house. You can feel the spirit real bad. But you should have a certain serenity and certain type of peace in that house. Because, you know, if you don't feel it, that house is not a house. That house is not a home. It's a house. It's just a shed that you're living in, got beautiful furniture, beautiful carpet, but it's not a home. It's not a home. That's right. Praise the Lord. Are you living in a house? Are you, is it a home? Is it a home? We got to work on a home now. Oh, you didn't know this. Come into an empty house. Oh, this is my home. No, that's your house. You haven't made it to a home yet. Home got Jesus in the midst of it. Home got prayer. Get up and pray with the children before they go to school, or even at nighttime. Read scriptures to the little children. Tell them about David. Tell them about Joseph. You know, tell them about Abraham. Tell them about Jesus. We don't do that. We don't have time. That's bad. We don't have time. We don't have time. That's why I need the old children to crush you out. They will literally crush you out. You know? Because the mama got him in a home. Got him in a house and not a home. That's right. He gave me a house versus a home. If we work more on trying to have a home, making the house to a home, honey, things would be much better. That's why. That's one of the reasons my thing's so bad. You can't, look, they were raised in a house and not a home. If you train them, if you train them up, they won't say, direct your children unto the right path. And when they are older, they will not leave. Proverbs 22:6. Okay. So no discipline is enjoyable, is enjoyable while it is happening. It's painful. But after there would be a peaceful harvest of right living for those trained in his way. Hebrews 12:11. Yeah. My Lord. Praise the Lord. Oh, my Lord. That's why we not, that's bad. Well, you know, that's why God is soon to come. Don't you know all this stuff? Oh, a house is not a home. Definitely not a home. It's just a house. Just a house is just some boards that is put together. A house is not a home, and a home is not a house. Praise the Lord. Those are two different things. That's why. So much divorce. You're in a house and not the house. You had made the house to a home. God not in the midst of it. You want to do your own thing. You know, we can't do what we want to do. I don't care if you're married, even if you're a singer. You cannot do what you want to do. You got to seek the Lord. You can't do what you want to do. Some of the stuff you don't need to do. God don't want you to do it. Praise the Lord. My God. Oh, I guess I pray. Let me say this. I don't copyright to this music. I thank the Lord. This music really does help. It really does help the broadcast go on, go forward. I thank the Lord for that. And I'm going to pray for my pastor before I get started. Bless my pastor, Father, in the name of Jesus. Raise him up in the Holy Ghost. Anoint him more, Father. Bless his wife. Let them be as one, Father, in a home, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Bless the church. Raise the church up in the Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I pray. And before I get too far in this broadcast, Father, if I've done anything that's wrong in your sight, forgive me. If I hold any grudges in my heart, Lord, take it out. Forgive me. If my heart is hard of stone, make it hard of flesh, Father, in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. Let me be. Lord, let me be the one you want to use and one you can use, Father. In the name of Jesus, I go to that way. I see, Lord, yeah. Touch me, touch me, touch me. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Let us pray now. Let me pray for you all out there tuning me in. So that's what you want. You want prayer. You want prayer. It's prayer. It's about prayer. I put a few words in there, but it's all about prayer. Pray for the people. God want me to pray for the people. Father, in the name of Jesus, I come before you. Name of Jesus, those out there, Lord, bless them, Lord, bless them. Touch their body, wherever the aches and pains are. In the name of Jesus, every tumor in her. In the name of Jesus, in that body, I dissolve it. I dissolve it in the name of Jesus. I dissolve that tumor, whatever type of tumor it is, Father. In the name of Jesus, I dissolve that tumor in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I see healing. I see fulfillment in the body. In the name of Jesus, touch the body, the joint. Father, the blood vessels in the hot seat. In the name of Jesus, the nerves, Father, in the name of Jesus. Touch, Holy Ghost, touch. Touch that body. Do the operation on that body. In the name of Jesus. Operating on that body, Father. In the name of Jesus. Touch. Those toenails. Touch those ankles. Touch those fingernails. The joints swollen in our feet. In the name of Jesus. Whatever the reason is, whatever the cause is, I come against that spirit that got that body all bound and all twisted up. In the name of Jesus. And I release healing in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. High blood pressure. You got to go now. You got to be regulated. Low blood pressure. You got to be regulated. In the name of Jesus. In our soul. In the name of Jesus. Cholesterol. You got to be adjusted. God way. In the eyesight. Under your soul. Cataract. Dissolve cataract. Under your soul. In the name of Jesus. In our soul. In the name of Jesus. Diabetes. I come against diabetes. In our soul, in the name of Jesus. Under the sea, coming out of riders, under the soul, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, in our soul, the joints in the arms, in the ankles, in the elbows, in the shoulders, under the sea, pain. I come against the pain in the body, pain in those different joints, in different parts of the body, in the name of Jesus. The teaching the body, Lord. Some name I don't even know, but Holy Ghost, you know. Move. As I come across the airways, in the Holy Ghost, under the IC. Touch, Lord. Let them feel your anointing. Let them feel your power, Father. In the name of Jesus, under the IC. In the IC, in the name of Jesus, touch hearts. Save souls. In the name of Jesus, let them feel your anointing, Lord. Not me, but the Holy Ghost. Let the Holy Ghost flow in his airways. Let the Holy Ghost flow in his airways. Let the Holy Ghost flow in his airways. In the name of Jesus, under the sea, take control, Holy Ghost. Take control of this broadcast. Take control. Under the sea, in the soul. In the name of Jesus, under the sea. In the name of Jesus, under the soul. Under the soul. In the name of Jesus, touch, Lord. People going through, they need place to stay. They need financial blessings. Under the sea. Cut off notice. Stop the flood closure. In the name of Jesus, let the homeless find a place to stay. Oh, feed the homeless. Bless the people. Bless the people with ministry. Feed and dinner with the homeless. Oh, bless them, Lord. Oh, let prosperity come their way, Father. In the name of Jesus. Oh, yeah. Send finance their way, Lord. Send the finance, Lord. Holy Ghost, move. Move on those finance. Move on the people's heart. Move on the hearts, Lord. Move on the mind, Lord. Change the mind. I love you, Lord. I'm not a thunder. In the name of Jesus, only the IC. Take control, Lord. Take control of the back, the kidneys. The lungs, the heart, Lord. Heal and deliver. Touch, Lord. If you touch, healing will take place. If you touch, Holy Ghost, healing will take place. Only the IC. He knows. In the name of Jesus. On nobody, Lord. But on somebody to you, Lord. Move through me, Lord. Move through these lips, Lord. In our Sunday high. Under the Sunday I see. In the sea. Oh, touch, Lord. Under the Sunday high. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord. I hold you higher. I obey you, Lord. I obey you, Lord. Under her soul. In the sea. Under her soul. Under your sea. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hiya. Hold on. I see. My Lord, my Lord. Oh, no, I see. Oh, yes, soul. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Oh, yes.
Them that got shall get, them that not shall lose. For the Bible says, and it still is news. Mama may have, Papa may have, God bless the child that's got his own, that's got his own. Well, the strong gets more, while the weak ones fade. Empty pockets don't ever make. Mama may have, Papa may have, but God bless a child that can stand up anywhere and say, I've got my own. Oh, oh. When you've got money, you've got lots of friends. Relations will give you crust of bread and such. Now you can help yourself. Oh, but don't take too much. No, no. Mama may have, and Papa may have, but God bless a child. It's all. Yeah, that can say I've got my own. Oh, I've got my own.
Yes, Lord. Yes, yes, yes. This is Seed of Prosperity. This is the name that the Lord gave me to use, and this one I'm using. Seed of Prosperity. Broadcast. See you in the prosperity broadcast. Gain faith from the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord. I'm dealing with a house versus a home. Y'all think about that. When you're fussing and you're fighting and you're cussing one another, you dealing with a house or you dealing with a home? You want a home. All this cussing and fighting, you got to go. Seek the Lord. You seeking the Lord, turn your plate back, crying out to the Lord. You have to really want a home. You have to want it. Want it. Anybody live in a house? You might be married living in a house. That's the problem now. They live in a house, but they're not living in a home. But the house has not become a home. A home that God can bless. And God can, you can teach the children the ways of the Lord. Y'all be as one. Married supposed to be as one. As I said, Lord, a lot of times, where I should say, so, and Mary's so hard and so bad and so this and this. Why you ordained Mary? If it's that hard, wait a minute. Something wrong somewhere. It's just like living for the Lord. Oh, it's hard. No, it's not hard. Yeah, first thing you have to want to be saved, want to serve the Lord. Want your desire, your whole heart desire is to serve God, number one. That's it. God will do the rest. You're going to do all you can to please the Lord. That marriage, you had to want that marriage to work God's way, but now you want to do your own thing. I'm getting married 56 years. That don't mean anything because you married a long time. You've been held all the while, you know. Work up and down, you know. That doesn't mean nothing. You got babies thrown everywhere. So you've been married. So you've been married a long time. Okay. How many outside children you got? You know, just be for real. Is that a house or that's a home? You know, that was the Lord gave me. That's why. That's one of the reasons. So you have made that house into a home for God to take the leadership. You have to want it. Don't you know you're trying to live for the Lord? You don't never pray. You don't never read the Bible. You don't never fast. You want God to use you, and you want your house to hold. You got to spend some time in prayer. You got to ask the Lord to bless this house, Lord. Bless this house. How many times have you asked the Lord to bless this house? How many times have you asked the Lord to bless the marriage? How many times have you asked the Lord, Lord, bless my children? Take them in the office. Bad children. Me, myself, and I. The children so separate. There's one thing. Children, sisters and brothers fighting among themselves. And start as a little small kid. When you're small, you know, as a small child, you're picking it out. You need to get on top of that right there and there. Tell me you should love one another. My dad, when we get to fussing, when we were little, he said, y'all shouldn't be fussing. Y'all sisters and brothers, you shouldn't be carrying on like that. He told us that. So no, you know, children really get into it. So no, you don't try to fight one another. You're sisters and brothers. Do you ever tell your children, your sisters and brothers, start to bickering and arguing? I mean, it's ridiculous. When they get grown, they carry the same mess when they get grown. Stop it right then and there when they're little children. We're not having this. We're not having this in this house. Train up that child. Train that child. I'm bickering and arguing and cussing and fussing one another, telling each other all bad names and stuff. No. Think about telling me that's right. Get the hold of those children. Yeah. And when they get older, they remember that. Yeah. You don't train these children. They living in a house and not a home. That's a problem. I had this thing. What is that? Train children how to live right. And when they are old, they will not change. Proverbs 22:6. No, in some things your mother and your dad will train you when you're little kids. The bad thing and the good thing. You don't forget it. Some things your mama and your dad told you when you're little kid, you still remember those things, whether it was good or bad. Why not the parents train them with the good thing? They will remember the good thing. Instead of train them with the bad thing. You know, don't know who the daddy is, don't know who the mama is, don't know where the mama is, don't know where the daddy is. Oh, Jesus. And you expect children to get up, be up grown, and, oh, I know, they know I didn't know. They're raising themselves. They're raising themselves. They don't know any better. That's all they know. That's all they have known. And you can't expect a child, that's why I say you train a child. If they have not been trained, what you expect them to do when they get grown? They don't know how to build a home. All they know how to do is live in a house. Get them a house, a nice house. Yes, a house versus a home. But the peace and harmony, that home is warmth there. The prosperity there, the serenity there. You know, you talk to one another. You don't cuss one another out. Talk them all kind of bad names. All the time when you want a home. Now, now we want a house. You need some fight your wife, fight your husband, draw knives on. Oh, that's bad. But you got to get in Jesus. You got to want a home. You're so tired of this stuff. I've been married all these years, and you still bickering and arguing, still talking to your wife rough, talking to your husband rough. Oh, Jesus, what is this? Yeah. Yeah, that's why you have to stay before the Lord. We don't stay before the Lord, but at home, but at marriage, for those children. We got to work at it. My Lord. Oh, God. Yes, Lord. It's a mess. Honestly. It's a mess. I thank the Lord I got Jesus. The Lord knows I do. Yeah, it's rough, but it's rough because I want to serve him. And that's why not God can, but see, God cushion the load. You know, trying to live for the Lord. Oh, the devil, you're not going to be walking on fire better easy. You're not going to walk on fire better easy. But God would do things for you. Things rough, but he would make a way for you. Saying you need this and that, he'd make a way out of no way for you. Sometimes, you know, a lot, not sometimes, he'd be working miracles for you. Sometimes you don't know how you don't make it, but the Lord come in and intervene. The oh, Lord, you know, that was a miracle. He worked miracles. He worked a supernatural miracle. God would do that. If you his child, he would do that. He would do that. Just like a marriage. And marriage can't be that bad if you get in the Lord. Keep striving for more Jesus. Keep striving. Do what God wants, not what each other wants. Do what God wants. Get in the Lord. Take them children in Jesus. Put them children on altar. Put their husband on altar. Put their wife on altar. Hey, glory. Put yourself on altar. Jesus. That's work with it on. Just like you do, just like a job. You can't come to the job and sit down, don't do nothing, don't do anything. You got to work on that job. You're going to make the money, but you got to work on the job to get it. My Lord. Oh, good do it for me. Oh, my Lord. I don't know how to tell you. Thank the Lord, I'm saying it. Good.
Lord, do it. Lord, please do it for me. This is a cry of your children. I'll say it again. If you get in trouble, you can say, Lord, do it. Cause we know you to be a way maker today. If you're sick, you can say, Lord, do it. Because we know you're a doctor. Heart is heavy, you can say, Lord, do it. Do it for me. Please, sir, right now. If you read your Bible, you read the story. About the man that could not see. Hallelujah. he heard that Jesus was coming by, he just inched his way along and cried out, Jesus, lay your hands. Please lay your hands on me. Mm-hmm. And I heard the blind man say, I know you can do it. Thank you. You took two little fish and five loaves of bread and fed 5,000. I know you can do it. Oh, yes, you can. You went to the graveyard one day and told a dead man to get up. Here's my little problem, Jesus. Fix it for me right now. Oh, I'm gonna ask you one more time, 'cause I know you can do it, Master. I know you can do it. You went to a wedding one night and turned water into wine. I know you can do it. I know you can do it. Oh, do it for me. And then you win one prize and above all Calvary for my sins. I know you can do it, Master. I know you can do it. So please do it for me. Right now. Mm-hmm. Do it for me. Right now. You see, when you ask the Lord to do something for you, he can move in a hurry. Do it for me. While I'm still singing, do it for me. Right now. Yes, sir.
Lord, do it for me. I want God to do it for you too. Faithful, that's Lord to do it for you. Do it for him. Do it for him, Jesus. Do it for him. Do it. Do it. Yes, Lord. Here's a blind man. Raised Lazarus from the dead. Oh, yes. He can do anything. He can do anything. Just trust him. Just trust him. Just trust him. Let's pray. Let's pray. Let's trust him. Find the name of Jesus. I come before you, Lord. With these different ailments and different infirmities and bodies, Father, in the name of Jesus. From the crown of the head to the sole of the feet, Lord. You made the body. You know what it's going to take. In the name of Jesus. Touch the mind and mind and migraine headache. Have a migraine headache. Touch the migraine headache. I come against that migraine headache. In the name of Jesus. Whatever the reason is, whatever the cause is. I send it back from which it came from in the name of Jesus. Everybody illness that every illness in the name of Jesus of these different bodies, I send it back from which it came. In the name of Jesus, I send it back. I send it back. Oh, God, I send it back. And I see in the name of Jesus, infirmity in the body. I send it back. Came from. I send it back. I see. And in our soul, in the name of Jesus, touch the walk. Oh, the walk. Let them walk north, upright. Let them be able to walk correctly. And walk in the Lord. Let them walk upright, Father, in the name of Jesus. Strain the joints. Strain the back of the dishes in the back, in the name of Jesus. The kidneys, on kidney dialysis. Oh, kidney dialysis. Oh, they need lungs. Someone needs a new lung. Someone needs a new kidney. In the name of Jesus. Heal and deliver, Lord. Make a way. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, let healing take place. In the name of Jesus, I speak into our soul in the name of Jesus. I speak healing to the lungs. I speak healing to the back. I speak healing to the kidneys in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I speak healing to the heart problems, the digestive system. I speak healing to the digestive system in the name of Jesus. The acid reflux, I speak healing. I see in the name of Jesus. The bronchitis, I speak healing to that spirit in the name of Jesus. That breathing of spirit in and out, see in the name of Jesus. I speak healing in the name of Jesus. Oh God, in the name of Jesus. Under the hot seat, in the name of Jesus. Touch, Lord. Touch. And the hot seat, the mind, recollect the mind. Regulate the mind, the thoughts. Regulate the thoughts in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Congestion, heart failure. I come against it in the name of Jesus. Name of Jesus. Heart murmur. I see in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Tumors, Lord. Under the asunder, I see in the name of Jesus. Ah, yeah, see. Oh, yeah, see. Under the asunder, I see the stiffness in the joints. Under the soul. Ah, yeah, see, in the name of Jesus. Ah, yeah, glory in our soul. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord. So save and deliver, Lord, in our soul, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Jesus, come in the room. Go on this broadcast, spread the wind. Spread your wings. Holy Ghost, spread your wings. Now the angels, spread your wings over the airways in our soul. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Ah, ha, ha. In the soul. In the name of Jesus. Yes, see. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen. Oh, God. Oh, Jesus. Oh, my Lord. God is good. I'm getting a house, rest of home. Oh, God. My Lord. Oh, so many problems over the airway. So many problems, huh? Yes, Lord, it's a lot of problems. But God is able to solve every last one of them. There's nothing too hard for God. There's nothing hard for the Lord. He knows. The Lord knows. My God. He knows what you're going through with. He knows. Just give it to him. Give it to him and trust. Give it to him. We trying to take it back and trying to work our own self. Give it to the Lord. It's too heavy for you. The load is too heavy. His yoke is easy and his burden light. Under high seat in the name of Jesus. Under high soul. Yes, Lord. My Lord. Oh, God. He is the light. My Lord. Oh, God. Hallelujah, I got a call. Yeah. Thank you, Lord.
There comes a time in everybody's life when you're troubled and don't know what to do. Put Jesus by your side and let him be your guide. He's the one to hold on to.
Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Oh, yes, yes, yes. This is Vance Vanda Harris. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Come to you from Memphis, Tennessee. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Give God the honor. Give God the praise. Hallelujah. God is a good God. God is a good God. Yes, he is. We're going to pray. We're going to pray. We're going to pray. Lord Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Bless the people that tuning me in, Father, in the name of Jesus. Whatever the reason, whatever the cause, whatever problem they're going through, work in the midst of it. Walk in the midst of that thing, Father, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Let them know. Let them know who you are. Let them feel your presence. Let them feel your anointing, Lord, as I speak over this airways, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, I come against all kinds of sickness. Ah, yeah, 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 yeah. All kinds of pain. All kinds of discomfort. All kinds of everything. The headache, the backache, the toe ache, the elbow ache, the father in the name, the knee ache. Oh, God. Some people have to have knee surgery, back surgery, hip surgery. Oh, God, heal and deliver. Take the pain away. Ease the pain. Those in the hospital, those in the nursing home, bless them, Father, in the name of Jesus. Cover their heart. Ease the loneliness, Father, in the name of Jesus. Those in the operating room, guide the doctor's hands, Father, in the name of Jesus. Guide the doctor's hands. Steady the hands. Steady the hands. Steady the hands, Father, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, take control of this broken. Take control, Lord, the different problems, Lord, in the name of Jesus. It's too heavy for us. It's too heavy for us. It's too heavy, Lord. Lift the burden. Lift the burden, Lord. Lift the burden, Father, in our feet. In the name of Jesus, lift the burden. Lift the burden on the hot soul. In the name of Jesus, oh, God. Not a hot soul. In the name of Jesus, meet the need. Meet the need. They about to be pulled out the home, Lord. Oh, God. Oh, I stop the foreclosure. In the name of Jesus. Stop the eviction notice in the name of Jesus. Oh, bless the homeless people. Let them find a place to stay. Let somebody come in and help, Lord. Help the people that are dealing with the homeless people. Oh, God, let them meet their need, Lord. Let the people contribute to their need, Father, to help the homeless in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Oh, stir on this broadcast. Stir, Lord. Stir the saved, the soul will be saved. Stir on this broadcast that people will be healed and turn their eyes and turn to you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Touch the people. Touch the people. They're going through everything, all kinds of problems. In the name of Jesus, I don't know, but Holy Ghost, you know. You know, Lord. You know. You know. You know. You know. You know. Wipe the tears from the eyes. Raise the bowed down head, Lord. Work in that marriage. Bring those marriages back together again. Save those children, Lord. Let peace and harmony come in their household in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Even bless the dog. Hear the dogs, Lord. Some dogs, Lord, they're sick. They're sick. And the family worry about the dog. The dog. Hear the dogs, Lord. Hear the cats, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Hear the animals, Lord. In the night sea. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God. We need help. 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 Come on this. Come move on this broadcast. Move, Lord. Move, Lord. Move, Jesus. Move, Jesus. Move, Jesus. Oh, in the name of Jesus, I pray. Name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Yes, Lord. You are our only hope. You are our guide. You are our way out. You are our way in. Thank you, Jesus. We give you the honor and the praise, Lord. We give it to you, Lord. You all. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Oh, God. Yes. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. The Lord. God is good. God is good. Oh, yeah. Yes, this is Mary Beth Harris. Thank you to see the prosperity broadcast. Coming from Memphis, Tennessee. Oh, it's hot in Memphis, Tennessee. It's hot. It's hot. It's hot. It's hot. over 100 degrees some days. My Lord, my Lord. Thank the Lord, thank the Lord, thank the Lord. Yes, 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 yes. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Well, tomorrow is, I have another year. Tomorrow is my birthday. July 11th is my birthday. Tomorrow is Monday, July 11th, my birthday. I thank the Lord for another year. Oh, God. I just have to say it. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I've come a long way. I come a long way in Jesus. I come a long way by the grace of God. Oh, my Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Oh, my Lord. We're going, oh, my Lord. We're going to have another son. This is, I got this. We're going to have another son. Praise the Lord. Let me see. Can they hear me? Let me see. I might be having problems, but people can't hear me. Oh, my Lord. Let me see. Okay, the Lord will make the way. Praise the Lord. Here we go. Not yet. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
I tried to force a laugh, but my lips wouldn't lie. My heart was broken, but I was too sad to even cry.
Do you hear me?
Yet I had to stand my test. I had to take the pain. Tried to make me a happy face. Oh, but there was too much rain.
I was in a tunnel. I couldn't see the light. Whenever I looked.
couldn't see the sky. No, no. Sometimes when I'm standing, it feels like I've been running for mine. My heart could be crying, dead in the middle of a smile. Oh,
then I climbed the hills and saw the mountains.
Yes, she did.
Hollered help, cause I was lost.
And then I felt a strong wind.
And I heard a voice say,
storm is over.
Storm is over now.
I can feel the sunshine. Of my battle, all hope's gone.
Nowhere to turn.
Downtown in a rush crowd, but feeling all alone. Every now and then I felt like I would lose my mind. I've been racing for years, y'all, but still no finish line.
Then I climbed the hill and saw.
Dealing with today. Are you living in a house or are you living in a, or have your house become a home? Praise the Lord. Let me see. My Lord, my Lord. That's the problem. It's so many houses and not home. And you wonder why the cure is so bad. He told me you got to come out of the house and not a home. These apartments, you're making they just apartments, not homes. Inside, it's just apartment, and not a home. But peace and love and harmony is going. All that drinking and smoking and drugging, that's a mess. It's a mess. It's a mess in the children. How can they be somebody if they don't really want to be somebody? You know, you have to really want to be somebody. And listen, don't let the other children draw you into something that you don't need to be drawn into. But we got to pray. We got to pay mind in it. All the children. How much you praying for your children? Do you have prayer service in the morning or even at night before they go to bed? Tell them about Jesus. Read scripture to them. Look children while they look. Read scripture to them. Instead of them playing these video games. You let them play their video games because you don't want to deal with it. You want to be on the phone talking about my baby daddy. He no good and this and that. Life is something else. We got to get in the Lord. God will direct you and lead you where you need, the way you want to go. We're going to pray. As I begin to speak, Lord, bring other things on my mind. We're going to pray for those casinos. Oh, just got to go to the casino. Christian folks just got to go. Church people just got to go to the casino. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, get down on those casinos, Lord. Casino, Lord. Oh, the gas money. The house note. The car note. Everybody problem. The children don't have decent clothes or shoes because they're at that casino. Name of Jesus. Break that gambling spirit in the name of Jesus. That's a spirit that had gripped so many people, Father, in the name of Jesus. Had gripped so many people. Want to spend $1 and then $1,000. Want to spend $5 and they want to win $1,000,000. And won't give you any of it, Father, in the name of Jesus. Name of Jesus. Church folks, get a hold to the church folks down at that casino, Lord, in the name of Jesus. That horse racing, all racing, my Lord. Down at the horse track. Praise the Lord, in the name of Jesus. Get a hold of your people as they go over these airways. That gambling spirit. Children don't have food on the table because you done gambling all the way. They're drinking their alcoholism. In the name of Jesus, I tell them to get their alcoholism. In the name of Jesus, take the taste of their mouth, that nicotine spirit. Take the taste out from their mouth, Father. In the name of Jesus. Name of Jesus. These different habits, Lord, but the children suffer. They have to live and don't have a place to stay. They don't know if they have a place to stay for months and months. Oh, God. This shouldn't be because they down at the casino spending that money to the devil, giving that money to the devil. Name of Jesus. They pay their rent. They pay their house note. They pay their car note. So they've been playing at the casino. The devil does not care. He will strip you. He will strip you of everything you got in the name of Jesus. Name of Jesus. All night at the casino, Lord, the drug dealer taking the rest of the money in the name of Jesus. The neighborhood, that's a Jesus, name of Jesus, the name of Jesus. All the money they spent on drugs should have a beautiful neighborhood, beautiful stores, beautiful department stores. We don't have nothing because the drug dealer got the money. They living in a big house. The one behind the drug dealer living in a big house. We ought to wake up, people. Wake up, black people. Wake up. Why are you giving the drug dealer the money? White people, whatever. All kinds of people. The drug dealer got the money so you can feel high. Get high on Jesus. Get high on the Holy Ghost. The drug dealer got everything. They in fine homes and fine cars. My God, money in his pocket. My God. Name of Jesus. They got the money. Teaching the children got all the children got nice cars. Your child doesn't have nothing. Even your mother sometimes have to catch the bus. The grandmother has to catch the bus. Don't have transportation. Oh, it's so bad, Father. Get a hold to the people. Get a hold to them. Intervene as I go this airway. Get intervene, Father, in the name of Jesus. The drug dealer get the money. Fine car, beautiful home. and you don't have nothing. Just want to get high. Just want to get high. Lord, I just want to get high. Just want to get high. Feel good with the Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost will make you just as drunk as you can ever be in your life. Jesus. And you don't have to pay for it. Hiya. You don't have to be put out of doors because you can't pay the rent. Can't pay the house note. Can't pay the car note. Name of Jesus. Some people sleep in their cars because they have the drug dealer got it. Drug dealer got it. Pay the everything, get a paycheck, the drug dealer got it. They sell everything they got for drugs. Oh, God, break the habit, Holy Ghost. Break the habit. Name of Jesus. Don't have nothing. Children don't have nothing. My God. Even them, some of them sat in jail, nothing but babies, hijacking cars, stealing cars in the name of Jesus, robbing old ladies, old men in the name of Jesus, anybody that can rob and get and rob, name of Jesus. Can't go to this gas station. You don't know if it's going to be a young child or an old person trying to rob you and take the car. Oh, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Move, Papa. Name of Jesus. Yes. Don't have nothing. Father, don't have nothing. They gave it to the drug dealer, Dr. Castillo. Oh, God. Get them a mind. Take the heart. Take the mind. Lord, you want something. Let them have it when they want something. Lord, don't want nothing. We can have everything. We can have a beautiful home, beautiful neighborhood. But the drug dealer got the day and night neighborhood. Though they want to be in. But the big wheel, the one behind the drug dealer, they in nice neighborhood. The really one that got the money, the one behind the drug dealer, the one that sent the drug to the neighborhood, they got fine cars. The children got fine cars. They in college, got swimming pool, going vacation, going on cruises and things. Lord, we don't have nothing. In the name of Jesus, children don't have nothing. What they have to look for? We got to get them in Jesus to look for something. My God, what the devil have to offer? Nothing but the jail and the gun and killing. My God, we got to get a hold to this neighborhood. These drug dealers got to go. They got to go in the name of Jesus. They got to go. They got to go in the name of Jesus. God, don't have nothing. Tired of not having nothing. I know the children don't get tired of not having nothing. My God, got to make plenty and make the money and just... And when you come home, don't have nothing. And not the drug dealer or the casino, they're jacking it up. Get paid when you come home, don't have nothing but a bottle, a whiskey bottle. Nothing but a whiskey bottle in the pocket. Bring the whiskey bottle, drinking. And then you then want to fight the queue, whoop the queue. Cussing the wife out, Father, in the name of Jesus. Get a hold. Change. No. Too much, Lord. You got to intervene under those on the side of my voice. Intervene, Father. Name of Jesus. Get a hold. Change heart, change mind. Name of Jesus. Save. Turn things around, Father, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God. In the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. Name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen. Yes, Lord. My Lord. Shake yourself loose. My Lord.
Hopeless, but it's not the end.
Oh, yeah.
Though you are broken and Bible day, when men begin to pray, those doors will start to shake, those chains will start to break.
I want you to know how to pray.
God is a good God, my Lord. Then I said smile. Then I put smile. For me with smile.
I dedicate this song to recession, depression, and unemployment. This song is for you.
Today's a new day. But there is no sunshine. Nothing but clouds. And it's dark in my heart and it feels like it's cold night. Today's a new day. But where are my blue skies? Where is the love and the joy that you promised to tell me it's alright?
people.
I'm coming to you from Memphis, Tennessee. That's Betty Harris talking about a house versus a home. You live in a house, and do you have a home? Have you made a house into a home? A house and not a home, and a home and not a house. Those are two different things. Home is something you build together in love, and let Christ be the center of it, and warmth, and sweetness, and kindness, and loving, not hating and trusting one another and God. Calling all kind of bad names and stuff. That's a house. That's why some of these marriages are not together, because you had a house and shut a home. The children wild and on drugs and every which way, cussing the mama out, the grandmama out, and everybody else out, because they raised in a house and not a home. A home means something. Teach a child by Jesus, by the Lord. Take the little baby to Sunday school. And let them learn about Jesus. Let them learn about Jesus and David. and the different apostles, and, you know, Ruth. Let them learn about Ruth and Isaiah and Abraham. How God is a miracle worker, how he raised the dead, how he would do for, he no respect of person. What he do for one, he do for everybody. You know, he's not partial to color. He's not partial to how old you are. He's not partial to you poor or you rich. Oh, he love all. We all are God's children. Tell him about Jesus. Tell him about Jesus. How Jesus love, how he gave his life for the world. He loved. Jesus in love. He loved. No, you hit me, I don't hit you back. You kill my dog, I don't kill your cat. Eye for eye, tooth for tooth. I'm not going to take this. Learn how to be quiet. Learn how to take down. Let the Lord fight your battle. That's a home for you. A house. Oh, no. Let me get my gun. My God. For this world coming to. My Lord. My God. Yes, we need a home. There's not enough home.
Get right, church, and let's go home. Get right, church, and let's go home. Get right, church. Get right, church, and let's go home.
Get right, church.
Gotta go home, yeah. Get right, church. Get right, church. Get right, church, and let's go home. I'm going home on the morning train, yeah. I'm going home on the morning train. I'm going home. I'm going home on the morning train. Yes, I am. I'm going home. Yeah. I'm going home on the morning train. Listen, one of these mornings and it won't be long. You look for me and I'll be gone. I'm to heaven just to jump and shout. Nobody there's gonna put me out. Get to heaven, roll up, put on my shoes. Walk around heaven and tell the news. I know my robe is gonna fit me well, so I tried it on at the gates of hell. And if you don't believe I've been redeemed, you can follow me down by the Jordan stream. I'm gonna look up, David, in the heat of the day. And then heaven gonna jump and shout, no, jump and shout, no, jump and shout, no, oh, shout, no, oh, shout, no. When I get to heaven gonna jump and shout before nobody's there gonna put me out. Oh, Lord, 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 have mercy. Yeah, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
Yes, I'm dealing with a house versus a home. a house versus a home. You know, I hadn't thought about that. The Lord gave me that type of house versus a home. I was looking at some picture, and that would make a home. He said that's why a lot of marriages are broken up, because they don't have a home. They got a house. They just live in the house. A home means something. A home means something. A home means something. Yes, a home. Somewhere where you can, it's warmth and gentleness and peaceful. Loving. Not a lot of cussing and fighting and guns. These days they shoot guns now. They shoot you now. Even little kids got guns. Playing with guns. What are you doing playing with a gun? That's because, you know what? They raised, they're not a home. A home, a home, those guns are put up. And children don't know where those guns are. Children slick, they smart. They be seeing you what you do. Don't let them see you where your guns are. They go and put the, and play with the gun and shoot. And then if you, some of us, if we have a gun, we don't even know how to shoot it. A little kid get that gun and shoot it, and shoot you one. Shoot them, kill you, playing with a gun. Excuse me, a house. We're dealing with a house, that's a home. A home don't have that. Mm-mm. You go teaching about certain things and whatever, what the do's and the don'ts. The do's and the don'ts. A house. You teach them that. A home, you just let them raise themselves. You so busy on the phone. You busy smoking your drug, doing your drug. You busy talking about my baby dad on the phone. You busy cussing to the man where he been. He been out with his mama. Yeah, you cussing him out, and he cussing you out. Yes, you been out with your man. He cussing you out. You know, that's a house, a home. You don't do that. Mm-mm. You God-fearing people. Got Jesus in the midst of that. Got Jesus. Lord, you got Jesus. You have prayer. You ask God to come in that marriage, come in that household, bless that household. You bless your children as they go ready for school. You bless your children as they go out when they go out. You bless your children at nighttime and pray for them. You have prayer with them. That's a home, a house. Each man, huh? You don't know. They play video games. Get out those video games. Keep them occupied. You cook. You cook dinner for them. You don't give them noodles. You cook, you cook your husband food and stuff. That's a house now. We talking about a house. I'm not talking about, he better cook his own food, this and that. I work tonight. He does. But if both of you work, you're going to work together in Jesus. Jesus. My mother told me, she believed in cooking. Get up and cook your husband for food. If you want biscuit, make him some homemade biscuit. Make him homemade biscuit. If you can't do it as you go get ready to go to work, make it homemade biscuit on the weekend. He want those homemade biscuits. Well, he better make his own homemade biscuit. Oh, no. We talking about a house versus a home. A home versus a house. That's a home. A house, if he wants some, he better get them homemade. He better get them biscuit by at the grocery store. And sometimes you don't even want to get that. Well, he better do his own biscuit. You know, don't have time to cook this dinner. Don't have time to cook this breakfast. You know, we talking about house versus a home. You know, stop it. That's why so many problems. That's why it has to have all these marriage seminars, because you was trying to do a home in a house. Do a house. The house is empty, cold, dirt, and drab. The house, a home is warm. You know, it's so many marriage counselors. I tell you, so many divorces and stuff. Lord, I don't need divorces. You put people here, you ordain marriage, and then now they divorce and marry two or three different times, or four times, or five times. Deliver me, Jesus. Marriage that bad? Is it that bad? Is God that type of a God that he had married so bad? So, I don't need divorces. You got to always beg a man-to-man couple trying to have a seminar, and we going on retreat and stuff. Yeah, you know, maybe you get away. Get away in Jesus. Turn that plate back. Turn that plate back. Well, you know, this and that. Look, if you really want a home, turn that plate back. Talk to the Lord. Talk to Jesus. They did. If they write in the book, they talk to, you know, you talk to Jesus. God give you exactly what you need to know. And it ain't no harm in going still in the way. I never can deliver me when you have a children. We just want to get away. Well, you had them. Well, you know, we just want to get away and just for the weekend and we get somebody to babysit. What you have these children for? Then you don't want to be with them. Well, you know, we need to get away. Well, you wait till they get busy enough where you can get away. And then, you know, well, this and that. No, those are your children. You deal with them. Everybody else got to take care of your children because you want to get away. And though your children, talk to the Lord. Steal away on in your bedroom, cry out to the Lord. Yeah. Never, we just need a weekend to ourselves. Isn't that part of having children? Don't you know, you went there with your eyes wide open. Oh, no, you got to be better, but far better ease. No. When you seek the Lord, God will cushion the load for you. He will make a way. And then put on, have these children. Put on the grandparents. Well, you know, babysit, going out. You know, you're going out partying and stuff. That is not a house. That is not a home. Well, you know, we got part of this and part of that. So-and-so going to be in town. We got to go see him. We need to get saved. Yeah, we need to get saved. Get a home. We need a home. Anybody get a house? A home. A home for the children, a home. But then, no, when my mother did this, my mother and dad did that, they were a loving couple. Yeah, you still him, but you get in the Lord. Fast and pray. Call out to cry out to the Lord. Don't cry out to the Lord. But you want somebody else. Everybody, well, we're going to fast for so-and-so. We're going to fast for this so-and-so. They have a trouble in their marriage. Yeah, some of them shouldn't have been married in the first place. Number one thing, they shouldn't have been married in the first place. They should have been married. God put them together. They put themselves together. And then, you know, and you don't have a five better easy. But God put you together. You have to work with it. Yeah, want to spend all that time praying for your marriage. You pray for your own marriage. Turn that plate back. Cry out to the Lord. Cry out to the Lord. Cry out to them. Shoot. Folks get all the time to pray for that marriage and stuff. And, everything. No, cry out to the Lord. You want a home. A house versus a home, or it's a home versus a house. It's something about a home and a house. Anybody live in a house. Anybody live in a house. So many people are living in just houses. Just houses. No home, no warmth, no warmth, no... No time. It's just. You don't speak to me. I don't speak to you. We just living together. That's all. That's a house. That's not a home. The children trust one another out, fussing and fighting. That's not a home. That's a house. The man won't bring his money home. That's not a home. That's a house. The man fighting the woman, his wife. The wife fighting and trusting the husband. That's not a home. That's a house. No, that's not a. No, that's not a home. That's a house. Yes. But yeah, you know, there's something there. Well, there's something there. There's something. Ain't nothing nice. You got to work. Just like you work on a job, you got to work. You get paid, but you got to work. You, that marriage can be something. The household can be a home, but you got to work at it. Don't sit back and, you got to work at it. You got to want something, just like you want a nice place to live, or a nice neighborhood. You want to live in a nice neighborhood, and you know you want nice furniture. You got to work. Most of the time, 9 or 10 times you do, you know. Now, you got another way of making your money come your way, that's a different story. Most time, you have to work at it. Work to pay those notes. Work to pay those bills. You know, you want a nice cell phone. You got to work at it to pay. Work to get so you can get that nice cell phone. You know, nice clothes. You have to work. Don't try to steal it. That's a home. Oh no, that's a house. Trying to steal, put all them stolen clothes up there in your house, and you want it to be a home. That's not a home. That's a house. All them silly, bring the stuff in the house hot. You know it's hot. That's not a home. That's a house. A house is not a home. Just because you live there, that is not a home for you. That's a house for you. Cold. Dreary. Name of Jesus. Oh. Yeah, this is Ben Benham. Yes, I am. I'm just talking. My God. Well, he put me on the air. That's for sure. He did it. Oh, my Lord. We're going to have a great day. A great day. Let me see about this right here. Oh, my Lord. Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, God. Oh, help me. Yes, Lord. God is good. God is good. God is good. God is good. Let me see. Praise God. Let me see. Oh, my Lord. Oh, God. Everything on the way.
For the true and good, we know he's right again. take us home and fulfill the prophecy. Just like you said you would.
Oh yeah, and love and happiness,
and hope is coming back.
Oh,
for the true and good.
Oh,
everything is gonna be alright. He's coming back. Just like you said you would.
Oh yeah,
yeah, it's gonna be alright. He's coming back.
Yes, Lord. Praise the Lord. Yes, yes, yes. Oh, my Lord. God is good. We're going to play another song. Is it almost top of me?
Yeah.
Yes, Lord. Let us pray. Praise the Lord. You write me to Post Office Box 751603, Memphis, Tennessee 38175. Post Office Box 751603, Memphis, Tennessee 38175. We're gonna pray. You can call me every evening, every Saturday, every Sunday evening. Guest call in 347-850-1971 for calling in. I'm live on the Sunday. Pick me up on Facebook. See the prosperity better has. We gotta pray, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for this broadcast. Thank you for the people that tune in. Bless and deliver and set free. Meet every financial need. All the sound of my voice. Touch their body. In the name of Jesus. Whatever the need, whatever the pain is. Touch that spot. That spot where they've been having problems. That situation in that body. That blood flow. The blood flow. The blood flow. Let the blood flow. In the name of Jesus. Purify the blood. Purify the blood, Father. In the name of Jesus, touch heart, touch mind, touch, save, and deliver, and set free. Fill it with the Holy Ghost. Fill it with the Holy Ghost, Father. In the name of Jesus. In the name, don't let them be the same. Don't let them be the same, Father. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Meet the financial need. Meet every financial need on the sound of my voice. Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. My Lord, my Lord. Oh, God. Thank you, Jesus. That's telling me. My God, my God. Oh, yes, yes, Lord. Oh, God.